I was talking about the role of Arjo in schools and how that is important in the Valley. Is that something that you feel like you could speak about?
We are in, I think, almost every middle school in Abbotsford. We do something called the Restorative Action Program. And so we got some staff members who go to different schools throughout the week to do, you know, restorative justice and conflict coaching, bullying prevention, and we do work circle dialogue processes. That also links into our mentoring work. You know, if we see a student or if the school sees a student who's working through some conflict issues or otherwise, you know, and it makes sense for them to have a mentor through ARJA, then we link them up through our mentoring program, which has been around for a while as well. One thing that has emerged for us in the school's work has been the development of a pilot. We're piloting something called the Justice Project in Abbotsford Traditional Middle School. And so we've brought students together to really look at, through a restorative justice lens, what are some social issues that, you know, we'd like to understand better? And in understanding better, what are those things that we can do to intervene in injustice? As a staff person, you know, being a mentor in that space, and that's led by my colleague Amy, she's doing a wonderful job of leading us through, you know, what does it look like to explore justice issues? What do we need to know about them? And how can we, you know, do peaceful interventions for injustice that we see? ARJA does a ton of work, particularly in middle schools, around conflict, bullying prevention. And we even partner with UFE in something called the Project Safe Relationships. And so those are workshops facilitated by our staff people or contract workers. And I think it was co-developed by University of Fraser Valley. And we talk about healthy relationships, which is a very, very important thing. So at the end of the day, when we talk about our presence in schools, we're talking about, you know, conflict coaching, mediation between students who could be in conflict, creating a safe dialogue space to have conversations that are provocative, looking at ways to support kids who need mentoring specific to the types of strengths that ARJA has, and a justice project where we are teaching kids how to look at justice issues from a restorative lens, use creativity to intervene in injustice and you'll build a safer community.
The other thing is that in Abbotsford, there's very unique demographics of students. Same in, you know, most of Surrey. I grew up in Surrey, where we have a whole bunch of immigrants, mostly from Asia, and then we have a bunch of white settlers. So have you seen that play into issues in schools in Abbotsford, or is that not something that you see coming up in your work with youth, those racial tensions and disparities in the community?
And I'll speak specific to my experience with the Justice Project that we're piloting at ATMS. One of the things that we did at the outset of that conversation was to say, what are the issues that you care about? What are the social issues that are really meaningful to you, but you see them and they suck? Poverty was on there. We also talked about gender issues. Gangs was another one, and racism was yet another. And in my table group, we had a deep dive conversation about racism. And the story that we brought up was, you know, the racism that has been revealed in the BC health system. From my read on it, as a restorative community practice coordinator, that is an indicator to me that there's certainly more racism happening. And I think people are aware of that more and more. But this conversation that I had with these students, the folks in my group were Indo-Canadian and had a very particular experience that is different than mine as a white male. And so having that dialogue and hearing their perspective on Indigenous racism in a medical system was very profound for me and something that I'm very, very thankful for, to have listened to those students. And I think youth are stunningly aware of social issues, more so than what we can really be aware of. And I think one of the outcomes that we hope for in this Justice Project is, you know, that the students can be empowered to share their perspectives and their views on this, and also, you know, think about ways to intervene in about issues of racism.
These students were talking to you about their experiences, but did you talk about how those experiences impacted them?
Well, we did a couple of things in the conversation. One of them was, you know, putting ourselves in the shoes of people who are Indigenous. You know, we can't do that fully and completely, obviously, but asking ourselves, you know, what would it feel like knowing that there's racism in the medical system, for example? it would be hard to go into that space and ask for medical attention. And certainly for the words that the youth described about experiencing racism themselves or encountering it as an issue, it just was hard to hear, to be honest with you, about how real that type of experience is. And because we were talking about other things like poverty and gang violence and other things, you know, racial dynamics are present in all of those things. Another hopeful outcome we have for the project is, you know, people understand that a lot of these injustices are really interconnected and impacts people in very complicated ways.
Because it is such a complicated issue, it makes sense to suggest broader, more systemic reform, which is something that your organization is a proponent of. Can you speak to that a little bit, the moving forward and what you'd like to see happen?
For our organization, you know, we're always looking to embed restorative practice into community. And so, you know, we look for ways to do that collaboratively, you know, at the leading of our executive director, Christine Baumhoff, and others who are my colleagues. We have been really given the space in our organization to think creatively of what that could look like. And so then you've got the Justice Project at ATMS emerging, and you've got, our restorative justice referral systems. You know, we're looking for other ways to have files or things like that referred to restorative justice, because, you know, it is got the potential for transformative action and transformative social movements and things like that. And my work with the Community Restorative Practice Program, which is just new as of June, we've developed a restorative community dialogue process where we bring people together all across the social spectrum as it relates to tensions around homelessness. We're running our pilot now, and we've got statutory agencies, so governments, Fraser Health or APD, City of Abbotsford, organizations that work and support street community people, people who have lived experience on the street. We've got business owners, and we've had a couple residents as well along the way. And so our work in a restorative justice lens has been to create a safe space, equitable space, trauma-informed space where people can talk to understand, even though there is difference in opinions, lifestyle, life experience. As an organization look to explore further restorative justice and restorative practices in Abbotsford, we find ourselves talking about justice in middle schools and looking for ways to refer people to the restorative justice process through our program. And we've also got these community dialogues happening in pretty significant ways. You know, Abbotsford has a deep history, as does every community, really, and working through the harms of the past, but also using the restorative process as a platform to explore how we can repair that harm and look at equitable collaboration down the road is, I find, it gives me profound hope for that type of transformation in community.
This community has about 25% South Asians living in it, and we have our own particular problems when it comes to gangs and drugs and other things in the South Asian community. How has restorative justice worked within the South Asian community to make outreach?
There isn't any specific restorative intervention that ARJA does around gangs. However, you know, our work in the schools with mentoring and with our conflict work, you know, our bullying prevention work and our safe relationships work, all of those things intersect with, you know, gang prevention in some way, because it is working at building healthier relationships with one another and healthier interdependence with one another. But in terms of like a specific program, there isn't one. However, the work that we do as RJ in schools is a preventionistic work for that type of thing. We've had South Asian folks come through the restorative justice program. There have been some files that have been with folks who are South Asian. Some of our volunteers are certainly South Asian. In the past, ARJA has had South Asian employees and mentors and that kind of thing. So the South Asian community has been part of the work of ARJA, but also has contributed significantly to what we do. And we're certainly thankful for that.